Hey folks, and welcome to the first Dev Influencer Show. Now, I just want to do a quick introduction, talk to you a little bit about this show, what it is, what it's for, who it's for, what we're going to talk about, and give you an idea of what we're doing here. So just to give you a little bit of background as far as what we're talking about and what we're doing here, I've been running the Dev Influencers Accelerator here for the last 2 months, and I've been helping people get their career going from sort of senior developer. Some of the people I'm talking to are freelancers, but get them from that point up to that next level, right? And so they're trying to become more well-known. They want to be coaches. They want to be mentors. They want to be that person that people go to for that next level of things, right? Now, some of them want to help junior developers, right? They want to help people level up at that kind of lower level-ish. Other folks, they're looking to, be influencers maybe at that at a different place where they're helping other seniors get to wherever, right? Some of them want to attract freelance clients. Some of them want to do training. You get the idea, right? But the thing is that in order to do that, they've recognized the need to build influence, right? They've recognized the need to actually build an audience and then help that audience get to a certain place, right? And then some of those people are going to come along and get more involved in some way, right? Some of it's going to be paid. Some of it's going to be free. Some of them, they just want to be speakers at conferences and involved in open source and be more involved in the community, right? And so it'll all be free, right? Except for maybe they'll have some of their travel and hotels and stuff paid for, right? But you get the idea, right? They're trying to go to that next level, be in that next place, maybe have some level of things paid for, right? But the place they're at, and this is the place, these are the people that I'm talking to, the place they're at is they realize that there's something missing, right? There's some gap, some hole, you know? So for some of them, you know, they got on and they were talking to me because it was, well, I'm a senior developer. I've got a good job, right? This is usually the script, right? So I start talking to them and I'm like, okay, well, tell me about yourself. In fact, let me just talk through how these calls go, right? Because I get people on and I'm just doing a strategic call just to kind of figure out where they're at and where they're trying to get to and how I can help them out, right? And so it's, well, tell me where you're at. Well, I'm in this job and it's a good job, right? They're getting paid well. They're happy with the work they're doing. It's interesting stuff, but they're not really sure where to go from here, right? They know that there's something more. Usually they're seeing other people doing something that is interesting to them, right? So they see somebody that's speaking at conferences. They see somebody that's publishing courses on Pluralsight or Egghead or something like that. Maybe they hear folks showing up on podcasts. Maybe they've been on a podcast or two, right? Because they've written a blog post that somebody said, hey, can you come talk to us about that? And so they have that opportunity and they get a feel for, yeah, you know, there's something beyond where I'm at. There's somewhere that I want to go. And they start to realize, too, that when I was a junior developer, I was just doing everything I could. I had to get to senior developer. And now that I'm a senior developer, there's not that drive. There's not that hunger that was really just getting me going, right? And so what do I have now to work for, right? What do I have now to work toward? Some other folks, they just have something else that they want to do, right? They don't want to show up to work every day and put in their 8 hours and have that be the rest of their career. And so I'm really talking to these people because there is that next thing, right? There is that next step, that next stage, that next piece of the career, right? And it could be writing a book. It could be speaking at conferences. It could be mentoring people. It could be being that coach. It could be, you know, there are so many pieces, you know, you could continue just to refine your craft, right? You could write the next big open source thing or the next small open source thing that is part of the next big open source thing. Or, I mean, any number of other things, right? You could be the person building those courses. You could be putting together courses on Udemy. You could go build a system that people use online for this, that, or the other, right? There are so many options, but the thing that I'm finding is that people get stuck on some part of that, right? So let's take the course example, for example, right? You know, so people are like, well, I want to make videos, right, on YouTube, or I want to make videos for courses. And so they get in and look, you know, and I have a really good friend, and he's kind of stuck there, right? So he actually bought a course on how to make courses. And funny enough, he got me onto that course to make courses, right? So I went and bought it. Not a cheap course. And so he's been wanting to make this course for 2 years, right? And he hasn't done it yet. And what he's stuck on is, you know, getting the setup just right and making sure that the content is refined enough and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, how do I know if it's good enough and if it's what people want, things like that. And I'm looking at him and going, dude, I'm like, people are going to buy your course. Yes, because it's what they need. And yes, because it's high quality, right? And those things kind of ring true, right? They make sense, right? But they're also going to buy it because they know who you are and they trust you, right? You give them reasons to want your course. You give them reasons to like you and trust you and want your course, right? And so, you know, if they hear you on a podcast or they encounter you at a conference or something like that, right? That you give them reasons to like you and want to go check out what you have. And then you just make sure that your content is good enough to live up to it, right? So your lighting doesn't have to be perfect, right? I mean, I just sat down to record this. And to be perfectly honest, the lighting worked out because I have the window right in front of me, right? You know, I didn't turn the light on. I have the blind set up kind of the right way. And so, you know, the time of day worked out to record this, right? But I didn't do anything special. And I do have some lights in here, but I haven't quite figured out how to get it right. You know, I just lucked out. But, you know, all the other stuff, you can figure it out as you go. The other thing is that he's like, well, I've been scripting it out and I keep reworking the script and, you know, stuff like that. And I talked to him and I was like, well, look, you know, I mean, I've been doing the Dev Influencers Accelerator. It was the Dev Heroes Accelerator, but I renamed it. I've been doing the Dev Influencers Accelerator, and I told people from the get that I was just going to do these quick and dirty videos, right? And so I've been recording the quick and dirty videos, and people are pretty happy with them, right? I haven't edited them. I haven't cleaned them up. I haven't done anything with them. I just sat down and recorded it, and so it's got a whole bunch of ums, ahs, yas, you knows in them, right? There's some, okay, this isn't doing quite what I want. Okay, there we go, right? There's a whole bunch of that in there. And so it's not perfect. But the thing is that I've built enough credibility through the podcasts to be able to have people show up and know that they're going to get what they need from me, right? And they already know me and they already like me, right? I may not know them as well, and I'm working on that, right, through the accelerator as we talk through stuff, but they know that they're going to get the quality that they need. And so that's kind of the way that I'm working through this. So the content doesn't need to be perfect. The script doesn't need to be perfect. And I can refine it and work through it as I go to get the content to where it has to be so that when I get people into the system and get them to the point where I'm ready to actually help them and I do put this course together, right, then it's ready to go. But the reason they're buying is because I have a prior relationship with them and they know me well enough and they know my history well enough to know that when they buy it, I'm capable of delivering, right? And so that's what being a dev influencer is all about, right? And I remember, just to back up a little bit, you know, for some of the other reasons you may want to do this, I remember going to conferences and desperately wanting to be able to go and hang out with and hold my own with some of the really well-known people at the conference, right? And just having a podcast really opened a lot of those doors for me. And sometimes I still didn't feel like I was quite at the level of some of these folks, but they let me in the door because of this, right? And so, you know, I'm looking for those folks that want to be up at that level, right? A lot of people, they're fine just kind of coasting, right? They're good just showing up to work 8 to 5, you know, their boss pays for them to go to the conference, you know, Microsoft Build or RubyConf or RailsConf or whatever, right? Boss pays for them to go to the conference. They go sit through a bunch of sessions. They go hang out with whoever they wind up meeting or with their coworkers. They're kind of good with all of that. And, you know, and then they go home and they write better code and, whatever, right? And this show's not for them, right? I'm not making this show for those folks because they're not looking to go from senior dev to whatever, right? And if they were looking to go to senior dev, they were looking to go to senior dev so they could get paid more, so they could get more vacation days, so that they could go to Disneyland with their kids once a year, right? And that's it. I'm looking for the people that want to go, okay, how do I go from where I'm at to that next level, right? And that next level could be, what practices do I need to learn? What architectural things do I need to learn? What technologies do I need to learn? And how can I learn them, right? And that was one thing that I picked up from the podcast, right? And so this keeps coming back around to the podcast because that's the way I built my influence. But then that's also the way I used my influence was, okay, who can teach me about how to write tests better? Who can teach me about how to write code better? Who can teach me about how to design systems better? Who can teach me about how to do X, Y, and Z better? Who can teach me what I want to know, right? And so I would invite them on the show and I would do an interview and I would ask them all of my questions. In other words, they'd come on my show and I'd get coached for free, right? And so I would build influence. But the other thing is I would gain credibility because people would listen to the show and hear a conversation between me and an expert and think of me as somebody who had some of the expertise. And at the end of the show, I kind of did, right? Because I would get my questions answered and I could go as deep as I wanted to get that information. But yeah, that just, it made sense. It just worked out. And so anyway, it was terrific. It was a terrific way to go. So as far as learning goes, you know, I used my influence to reach experts, right? Or, you know, going to conferences, you know, I've been invited to, I don't even know how many conferences. You know, sometimes as part of a podcast panel, sometimes just me on my own. And that worked out really well as well, right? I've had so many opportunities to go to conferences. Many times where the conference or one of the sponsors actually paid for my ticket to the conference, paid for my airfare, and paid for my hotel. A couple of times overseas. And so that's been a lot of fun, right? And so it really, you know, I'm looking for people who are looking for, okay, what's my next stage of my career? What are the opportunities that I'm trying to create? And then how do I create those? And what does having an audience of people that I can reach gain me in order to get there? And then how can I take what I'm getting and translate that into helping my audience, right? How can I take the benefits that I'm getting, right? Because you are going to get benefits, but then how do I translate that into benefit for my audience? And if you can do that properly, then you can continually benefit in the ways that we're talking about here. But the other thing is you can be a huge blessing to your audience, to the community. And that's what I'm looking to build here, right? The accelerator is just a faster way to do this. Now, I really do want to be putting one of these out every day, and that's the plan. So stay tuned, right? On devinfluencers.com/podcast is where I'm going to be posting these. It will take you to devchat.tv, you know, and some folder structure under there, some subdirectory. But anyway, that's what I'm going to be building. That's what we're going to be putting together. I am so excited to be doing this. If you want to be part of the accelerator, go to devinfluencers.com/apply. Just put in your name and email address. And that's just so that I can send you a link to the application in case there's some disconnect somewhere. But yeah, the application, you just give me some information. We'll jump on a call, make sure it's a good fit, make sure that there's something that I can do to help you. I've gotten on a call with a few people and basically just, you know, we've talked through things and they're not sure where they want to go. And I've kind of helped them get some direction there. But most of the time, I'm able to help people kind of really figure out where they're going to go. And then we get people into the accelerator and we just help them take off. Okay. But some of the stuff that's in the accelerator is going to wind up in the podcast. Not all of the details from the accelerator will wind up in here. But this should give you a good idea of either why you want to be an influencer, how to become an influencer, what some of the benefits are of becoming an influencer, how to use your influence once you have it. And I'm hoping to be able to also interview some people who are kind of at that next level, who are out there as podcasters, YouTubers, authors, speakers, etc. Some of them are kind of old guard folks that I know, you know, from 12 years of being a podcaster. Other people are going to be kind of new guard. Some people are also going to be influencers in other areas like YouTubing and podcasting and stuff like that, right? Who have built their influence in other areas but can offer their expertise. But, you know, I really want to be have this be a place where you can come and get ideas on how you can build your influence to build your expertise in a particular area. So stay tuned. I'm really looking forward to putting this out. I love doing this stuff. But this is where my passion has really come. I love coding. I still do it in my spare time. I also do it for my full-time job. But I really want to help people kind of take their development careers to the next level and not just use it for wherever they're working full-time, but be able to help as many other people come up in as many places as possible. And that's where this comes in, right? Is that if we can have a whole bunch of people that are helping build the community up in very positive ways, then we can push the whole community forward and we can move ahead and make this a really, really positive place to be, where people know that they can come in, they can get what they need, when they need it, and they can really, really, really have a positive impact, not just on their careers, but on their lives. And that's due not to me, but to you. All right, max out, everybody.